Hi, today I'm going to talk about epidemiology of hydrocephalus. Hydrocephalus is nothing but excessive accumulation of cerebrospinal fluid in the ventricles. There are third ventricle, fourth ventricle and lateral ventricles in brain. And the choroid plexus, which is nothing but the capillary network, it produces CSF. So if there is more production of CSF, or maybe there is some block in CSF pathway, or there is less absorption of CSF, that can give rise to increased accumulation of CSF in ventricles, which ultimately lead to hydrocephalus. Now risk factors for hydrocephalus. First risk factor is for infantile hydrocephalus is infections during pregnancy. Then congenital anomalies. For example, 10-15% cases of hydrocephalus, I would say infantile hydrocephalus in United States is attributed to congenital anomaly like spina bifida. And then injury. Abnormal development of central nervous system. That again congenital malformation. When you talk of adult hydrocephalus, it is mostly because of injury, head injury, or infections. Then, the most important point I would like to mention here about hydrocephalus is it shows bimodal age curve. Bimodal age curve. It shows peak in infantile age and then another peak it shows in adult age. And interestingly, there have been tons of studies on infantile hydrocephalus. However, more studies on adult hydrocephalus are warranted. And then lastly, prevalence. Prevalence of hydrocephalus in United States is 0.3-0.5% in 1,000 live births. However, accurate data is not available globally point of view. And then we can also estimate the prevalence of hydrocephalus from retrospectively, like how many shunts were implanted annually. For example, 100,000 shunts were implanted annually in developed countries. So that also can give some brief idea. But then again, we don't have accurate data global point of view, so we cannot estimate exact prevalence all over the world, across the world. So this was about hydrocephalus. Thank you very much.